I'd like to thank Alex for giving us this added ray of sunshine here at the last moment. She always keeps us on our toes.
That was the voice of Brian Duff, best known as a television host for the Buffalo Sabres Hockey Club. But as an Amherst resident and father of young children, Duff became attached to Alex Rice's story. She was struck and killed by a passing drunk driver while skateboarding home from work on Heim Road. Saturday marks the 6th anniversary of her death. Her mother, Tammy Schuler, admitted mixed feelings at Friday's groundbreaking ceremony. Bad ones about the anniversary, but good ones that a skate park will soon be constructed in her memory.
So by tying those two things together, I think what I really want to say is this is our opportunity from this day forward to celebrate Alex's life, who she was as a human being, and that her memory lives on with her values and her love for her community. And thank you.
Town of Amherst officials say the thought of a skate park had been raised years ago, but there were not enough resources to make it happen. But 5 years ago, the Alex Rice Peace Park Foundation formed, and through years of fundraising and grants from New York State and skateboarding legend Tony Hawk, the money became available. Mary Diana Pooley heads the town's Youth and Recreation Department.
I think it's a real testament to our community and to these folks here about how everyone was willing to work together. And that was the only way this was ever going to happen. The town would have loved to build a skate park, but it was beyond our financial ability to do so. And so by partnering with these wonderful folks, this is where we are today.
The skate park will be located on the same grounds as the Northtown Center at Amherst. Completion of the project is expected sometime this fall. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.